Back with us after a couple weeks hiatus, hopefully off the grid, John Corrales of Boston Sports Journal and the Locked On Celtics podcast. Hey, John.
Hey, man. Very relaxing 2 weeks. Ready to dive back into it.
Excellent. Now, were you able to achieve your disconnectedness that you were striving for?
About 80% of it. The problem is that now our phones double as our cameras.
Oh, yeah.
And so as I was taking scenic photographs, I said, let me just kind of see what's going on Twitter. So I can't fully, fully disconnect, but it was still pretty good.
Well, good. Well, we're glad you got some well-deserved time off and glad to have you back. And, well, let's see what's going on since we've been away here. Let's start with the coach, Ime Udoka, with COVID, doing media day remotely. What's the status of that situation?
Well, I mean, he was at practice today. So basically, he came down with COVID, tested positive, and he said that he had just a headache early on, and that was about the only symptom that he displayed. Otherwise, was asymptomatic, and went through a 10-day quarantine. Is negative. Went through all the proper protocols and all of that stuff, and now at practice today, in front of the media today, everything is good. So he's running the show.
Well, that's good to see. And when it comes to running the show, people have to listen. That's a key to that. And what I would say is some encouraging comments from Jaylen Brown about buying into what Udoka is selling.
Yeah, I mean, he basically, as strongly as I've ever heard him say, he's behind his coach. He's fully bought in. He's ready to go. And not unsurprising. You know, it's not surprising, I should say. I anticipated very strong support for Udoka from Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. Jaylen especially. Jaylen has been on record saying that he wants more black head coaches to get these opportunities. And I don't think he is going to let a first-time black head coach that's coaching him, that's coaching his team, now kind of twist in the wind. So he, as one of the leaders on the team, has come out and said, look, I am behind this guy as strongly as I can be behind this guy. We're going to make sure that he's going to have every possible chance to succeed as the head coach and to add another name to a successful coach of color and to make sure that the next time an opportunity comes up, that a person's skin color isn't a disqualifying factor.
Well, good news indeed there. Also, good news, a bigger, we assume stronger, Jason Tatum.
Yeah, Tatum looks good, man. He's a big, broader-shouldered guy now. As he likes to say, he's getting older, and he's filling out a little more mature. This is what happens when somebody turns 23. You come into the league at 19. Now, 4 years later, you're starting to see some of that muscle stay on his body. And, you know, he's grown into a pretty prototypical, like, if you were to build an NBA body, Tatum's body is basically what you're looking for. You know, 6'9", the muscles that he's been able to now put on. Remember when he got drafted, Danny Ainge was like, you need to put muscle on. Well, he listened, very obviously listened. He's built to play the game of basketball. And now, with that, he needs to have the mentality to play the game of basketball that matches the body that he's put together, which means he can bully his way to the basket a little bit. He can get to where he wants to go and not worry about guys reaching in or fouling him or anything like that. He's just stronger than a lot of guys now. He's just he has this vessel to get him where he needs to go without worrying. It's like driving an SUV. You can drive it with a safer, more peace of mind because, you know, if something hits you, it's more likely to bounce off of you than it is to cause you damage. So that's where Tatum is right now. And now as he moves forward, if he can harness that, we're going to see a new kind of player.
We're talking with John Corrales here on Downtown. And you talked about Marcus Smart point guard on the podcast. What do we think that's going to look like?
Well, I think Marcus now, knowing that he's going to get a pretty regular set of minutes, that his starting, coming in and out of the game at expected times, he's going to be a little bit more, I think, calm. I think a little bit more peace of mind. And you heard Marcus in Media Day talk about, I can pick my spots. I think that's kind of the crux of where Marcus Smart offensively is going to land here. We know that he's a pretty good playmaker. I've been a believer in his playmaking for many years. And I think Marcus Smart now starting at the point guard, not only distributing, not only getting Tatum and Brown the ball and Robert Williams the ball and whoever's out there with him, I think Smart just being more comfortable, more relaxed, knowing that he doesn't have to take whatever shots come his way, because if he moves the ball and moves himself and creates opportunities, that's going to keep him on the floor more, first of all. It's doing what his coach asked for. And he can just kind of play more free, knowing that he's going to get somewhere 32, 33, 34 minutes a game consistently. That I think, is the most important thing. Guys love routines. NBA players love routines. So I think Smart in that more comfortable role is just going to settle into a more comfortable playing style. And that may mean fewer forced shots and just a calmer demeanor on the offensive end.
So what are the big stories, if there are any, to keep an eye on during camp, or should things be fairly peaceful?
Well, I mean, there's a lot to figure out. I mean, we got to see who might be the start, you know, the starting lineup. I feel comfortable, obviously, in Smart, Tatum, and Brown, but is it going to be Robert Williams? Is it going to be Al Horford? Are they both going to start? Are they going to go with one of those guys in Josh Richardson, one of those guys in Juancho Hernangómez? So the starting lineup is going to be something to watch for, how that shakes out. Very curious to see the defensive principles that are emphasized, and as we get into the preseason soon, how the Celtics are going to approach certain situations, what they want to do on pick and rolls, let's say, and so on and so forth. And then, you know, how the bench shakes out. Very curious to see, first of all, how Dennis Schroeder is integrated into the team, and where are the opportunities for the young guys. So with so many new guys and so many veteran guys coming in, there are young guys who played last year that we might have expected them to have a role and who might not. And there may be some surprises that kind of present themselves in camp and in these preseason games. So there are a lot of things to watch for.
All right. Well, we'll keep checking in with John every week to find out what's happening. We appreciate it, John. So good to have you back, and we'll talk again next Tuesday.
My pleasure. I'll talk to you then.
All righty. John Corrales, Boston Sports Journal, and the Locked On Celtics podcast.